This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado's Republican Party is moving toward a legal challenge to the state's open primaries law. The party has asked the Federal Elections Commission for guidance in raising money to support a lawsuit. The recently elected Colorado GOP chair made restricting who can vote in the party's primaries a central part of his campaign. Colorado voters approved open primaries overwhelmingly in 2016. The Colorado Senate took up the state's annual budget bill today. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The nearly $40 billion budget funds everything from schools to health care. The Joint Budget Committee crafts a balanced spending plan, and then lawmakers get a chance to offer amendments. Democratic Senate President Steve Fenberg says while his party holds the majority, the budget was crafted through a collaborative process with the Republicans on the committee.
And I think that's important. The more we can remove politics and just sort of talk about the budget as a priority document for the state, the better.
The Senate will debate it this week. It would set aside $30 million for any new programs and spending lawmakers approved this year. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado families will have to wait another month to find out what preschool their children can attend for free. The state plans to send out matching results on April 26th. More than 29,000 families have applied so far. Colorado's program will provide 10 to 15 hours of child care a week, though kids can qualify for more in some circumstances. The initial enrollment period closed last month, but families are still able to apply. This is CPR.